SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump will decide within the next 2 weeks whether to strike Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After days of warning Iran to shut down any nuclear weapon development, the president is promising more time before deciding about a U.S. military strike.
I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, who read that statement directly from the president, said he still sees a substantial chance for negotiations with Iran. She insisted that Donald Trump has solid instincts and said Americans should simply trust his decision is the right one. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israeli officials say Iranian missiles damaging a hospital in southern Israel, at least 240 people wounded. Following the latest attacks, Defense Minister Israel Katz blames Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and says the military, quote, has been instructed and knows that in order to achieve all of its goals, this man absolutely should not continue to exist. Well, it's that time of the year, whether you like it or not. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on trade talks between the United States and Canada.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he will impose new tariffs on U.S. steel and aluminum imports July 21st, depending on the progress of trade talks with President Trump. The two met at the G7 summit in Canada.
President Trump and I agreed to pursue negotiations towards a deal within the coming 30 days.
Carney says the tariffs will be adjusted up or down based on the status of those talks.
We must reinforce our strength at home and safeguard Canadian workers and businesses from the unjust U.S. tariffs.
And this is SRN News. It is a major victory for religious freedom in Colorado.
The town of Castle Rock has agreed to let a local church operate a homeless shelter and will pay $225,000 in legal fees. Town officials went to court to try and stop Rock Church from housing homeless people in its parking lot. First Liberty represented the congregation in court and has released a statement saying, quote, this is a welcome resolution and a good example of cooperation between church and state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion funding across America is drying up 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. An initial surge of donations has subsided. Scores of clinics have closed, and abortion advocates predict that federal policy changes will result in more shutting down. On the other hand, a majority of abortions in the U.S. today are now carried out using pills. This is SRN News. National Transportation Safety Board providing new details about that deadly May plane crash in San Diego.
Shortly after the crash of a small jet into a San Diego neighborhood last month, NTSB investigator Dan Baker told reporters
there was airport lighting that was out that would have affected the illumination of the runway.
Now the NTSB says the runway lights at Montgomery Gibbs Executive Airport had not been working since 2022. Repairs delayed while waiting for an environmental study, although other lights at the airport were working. Too low, the Cessna struck power lines before crashing, killing all six people aboard and injuring eight on the ground. I'm Ben Thomas.
Some segments of the U.S. restaurant industry don't support the president's proposal to eliminate federal taxes on tips. They say it would help too few people and obscure bigger issues in the way tipped workers are paid. More details at srnnews.com.